Even though.
Well, it was not supposed to feel like this.
It was not supposed to feel like this.
I'm getting everything I want.
I'm getting everything I want.
Right now. There's more stuff.
But right now.
I'm pretty much choosing. And that has not always been true. So I thought I'd feel better. I really thought I'd feel better. In my mind. I feel really good. Good stuff's happening in there. I'm learning.
I'm appreciating.
I'm excited.
Good stuff.
What the heck is wrong? With the emotional body.
All the ways.
I don't know. How to pull all five bodies together.
At the same time.
There have been times.
When the mental body.
Has tortured me. There have been times.
Energetically.
I felt drained.
Attacked.
Chaotic. There have been times.
That my spiritual body.
Seemed to disassociate.
And I felt abandoned.
Or pissed off. Or pretty much both.
I don't know how to pull all these bodies.
And the poor physical body. Half the time I ignore it. And when it is working well. I'm too busy with the mental and the emotional.
Five bodies?
Really?
When are we going to get them?
All on the same page.
And I want to forgive myself.
And I want to forgive my teachers.
My mentors.
All the leaders.
All the guides.
I want to forgive us all.
For not knowing.
How to do this level.
How to expect.
How to integrate. This level of awakening. There is no manual. Not that can specifically
address my emotional body.
My memories. All the emotional addictions. My body has learned. And is desperately trying to trigger. As my mind evolves,
my body,
the chemistry,
feel threatened.
And as my consciousness expands,
the emotional body,
is on high alert. What about me?
What about what I need?
And my poor body.
It might get a little attention.
But probably not.
Not really.
All the ways.
It seems to be a bit much.
Five bodies.
And here's the truth of it.
Never have all five played well together.
Never have all five.
Had the exact same agenda.
And the potential.
For aligning. I don't know how to do it.
So wouldn't it be nice if I could just accept?
I have no idea.
What to expect.
Physically.
Emotionally.
Energetically.
I have no idea what to expect.
And I'd like to imagine.
That all the intensity.
Is the healing.
The processing of eons of many lifetimes.
Mine and others of negative emotion. When it wasn't safe,
there wasn't time
to feel it.
To feel it.
In consciousness.
In consciousness.
Oh, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
It's painful.
It's painful.
I thought it was painful before.
I thought it was painful before.
But now it's painful. And distracting.
And distracting.
And I don't like it.
And I don't like it.
And I want to make peace.
And I want to make peace.
I want to open my heart.
I want to open my heart.
To my emotional body.
To my emotional body.
My physical body.
And my physical body.
My energetic body.
My energetic body.
My mental body.
And my mental body.
And connect,
to
my spiritual self,
so that I might feel safe
in all this chaos. And maybe it is true.
That
I need to feel this level of anxiety.
When there's no story attached to it.
And maybe I need to feel anger.
And sadness.
And hatred. And confusion.
And forgetfulness.
When there's no real drama.
That I can discern.
Maybe the emotional body.
Needs time to resolve.
The frequencies.
The energies.
It came here to explore.
And could never process.
Safely. And it's true. I'm pretty safe. I'm not going to starve to death. I'm not going to be blown up.
I'm not going to be attacked.
I'm not going to be homeless. The truth is. I am safe. As much as a human can be safe. I have regular stress. Ups and downs. But the truth is. I'm really safe.
To feel
all kinds of intensity. Without story. Without reason.
Beyond
processing negative emotions.
Without
resistance
or creating
from
it.
And that's never been done on earth.
Negative emotion has never been released.
Gently.
Lovingly.
Patiently.
With no story.
Ever.
Ever.
We've created from it.
Resisted it.
Used it as fuel.
To choose light.
Or darkness.
But we've never just sat with it.
To allow it. The process of alchemy.
To transmute it.
Through full presence. And I didn't know it would be like this. I kind of was hoping it would never be like this.
And I want to remember.
That inner peace.
Doesn't mean.
No hassle.
No intensity.
No drama.
Inner peace.
Simply means.
No resistance.
That's all.
And
so wouldn't it be lovely?
If this tap.
Could really help me.
And
I could say.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Negative emotion.
For the first time.
In my earth history.
You're safe with me.
I'm not going to condemn you.
I'm not going to spew you out on others.
I'm not going to use you.
As fuel.
To hurt myself.
Sabotage myself.
Go backwards.
I'm going to stay conscious.
And practice curiosity.
And patience.
As I use this intensity.
To stretch my heart.
In the,
In even uncomfortable ways.
In even uncomfortable ways.
To stretch my heart.
To stretch my heart.
So that I might embody.
So that I might embody.
The truth of my potential.
The truth of my potential.
And even though it's awful.
And even though it's awful.
And it's giving me a whole different perspective.
And it's giving me a whole different perspective.
On dental work.
On dental work.
I want to say. I can be at peace.
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 If this is necessary.
If this is necessary.
And it must be.
And it must be.
Because it's really happening to me.
Because it's really happening to me.
It's really happening to us.
It's really happening to us.
It really is happening.
It really is happening.
Then I open my heart.
And I open my heart.
And I say, okay.
And I say, okay.
I am safe.
I am safe.
I am safe.
I am safe.
If this is the way, that my five bodies, will finally align, will finally get on board, with one agenda, then I'm ready.
Then I'm ready.
Okay, big breath.